Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Devanon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting second. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting third. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Baker. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jack Hydman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a pop-up towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nettles. The throw from Echeverrin and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Devanon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McDowell, and towards Leon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devanon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss juggles the ball. That's an error on Chambliss. Echeverrin moves to second. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss strikes out. One out. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker strikes out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verlander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Fossey and he is safe. Buford steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up, foul, towards the mound. McDowell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Verlander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-1 in the game. Rettenmund strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Devanon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hydman. The throw from Etchie Barron and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Etchie Barron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etchie Barron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Etchie Barron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Devanon misplays the ball. That's an error on Devanon. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fossey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devanon is 0-for-1 in the game. Devanon strikes out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Palmer strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker strikes out. 1 out. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhlander hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 2 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heidman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Heidman reaches second base with a double. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nettles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devanon is 0 for 2 in the game. Devanon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Devanon moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Devanon scores. Palmer moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse strikes out. 1 out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chambliss moves to second. Roy Foster pinch hits for Eddie Leon. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Chambliss moves to third. Olander moves to second. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hydman hits a fly ball into right field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Stanley now playing second base. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 3 in the game. Rettenmund hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Echeverry hits a fly ball into left field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boog Powell now playing first base. Ted Ford pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Pinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Devanon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 3 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nettles moves to second. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Nettles moves to third. Fosse moves to second. Frank Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 3 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Baker reaches second base with a double. Nettles scores. Fosse scores. Chambliss moves to third. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Olander is walked intentionally. Gomer Hodge pinch hits for Fred Stanley. Gomer Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians too. The Orioles will come to bat. Ed Farmer now pitching. Kurt Bevacqua now playing second base. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Jerry Devanon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devanon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Devanon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Crowley pinch hits for Jim Palmer. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields the ball and throws to Farmer covering. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Watt now pitching. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Heidman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Devanon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Bevacqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bevacqua hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 4 in the game. Pinson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.